Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/addlarge and use code ADDLARGE for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/addlarge and use code ADDLARGE at checkout.
The following show may shock, disturb, and offend some viewers. The opinions, theories, and facts shared on this podcast are not widely accepted by the brainwashed masses, especially those who find dark humor offensive. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is a Hosehead production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified, meant from apes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. Welcome back. I'm one of your hosts, Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson, the Raptilian. Yes, I have many aliases, and you can find all my music on all music platforms. I have some very controversial stuff out there at the moment and working on an entirely new album. We have a special new guest. Someone that might be appearing on the show sometimes. We might bring her into the folds of the Strange Brew podcast. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, on the spot. My palms are sweaty. I'm nervous. Why?
You got vomit on your sweater already?
Yeah, mom's spaghetti. Oh, I'm Marie, and we met on Instagram. Podcasting people, and I have my own podcast show on the Not a Strong Start podcast on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and my show is called Marie Plays It All, where I talk about lots of horror stuff, movies, video games, TV shows, sometimes some like pop culture type stuff that's going on in the world. And yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm excited. It's a long time coming.
I know, we were talking about this originally. We were going to bring you on Class Horrorcast, but Aaron is, he doesn't care. I come a dodgy fuck. Aaron is just, he never gets his, like, we recorded Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the time this comes out. We recorded it literally like a month ago and he just released it. So like, I'm like his slave master. I have to whip him sometimes just to get him to keep his motivation going. It's probably gonna be like, fuck you. This is gonna be exciting. You seem like you were already into horror movies and all that stuff, and it seemed interesting to like kind of bring you on to at least Class Horrorcast to do like a female kind of perspective, especially on certain horror movies that we were covering, which will probably come at some point. And we were talking about how you were interested in more in the paranormal, some conspiracy stuff, but like it would be kind of fun to have you over on our side. And I always think it's interesting of the dynamic between a male and female. That's why I started a show with Ty and a Truth Seeker kind of thing. So I think this could be a fun thing, new relationship.
Yep. I'm excited for it. I'm here for it. I agree with everything said.
I don't know if anyone's going to think this is disgusting, but this is eggnog liqueur.
Hey, which kind is it? Is it the one with the bourbon in it? Or does it have?
Yeah, I think so. It's got like a green label.
Okay, I think I just had that, and I almost bought some on the way home from work today because I wanted to drink it on here, and I didn't, and I should have.
That's so funny. I walked in the LCBO because you're also a hose head. You're a fellow Canadian.
How rare is that? How rare is it that we're...
Yeah, usually, like, I'm like, Canadian. even Yeah, even with our kind of collaboration with Cult of Conspiracy, for anybody that doesn't know, we're sending them out cryptid episodes, older cryptid episodes, and eventually new ones that they'll be playing every Wednesday on their show. They're a pretty big show, and they didn't know I was Canadian until like halfway through the episode, and they're like, what? Like, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm. And she's like, that's cool, we can see what's going on up there, and I was like, yeah, just a bunch of communist stuff, that's it.
Yep, yeah, we're on the same page with that.
It's so crazy. I'm wearing my Ozzy Osbourne glasses. So I saw this bottle. Like, I walked in the house to be, I was just going to grab some, like, couple of drinks or whatever. Like, I'm trying to drink too often, but it's part of me, right? It's part of the show.
Me too.
And so I saw the bottle, and it was like they had this whole display, and I was like, oh, I'm a sucker for eggnog.
Same. You know what? A lot of people hate it. I love eggnog, always have since I was a kid. I made an old fashioned for myself.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
Except instead of simple syrup, I put in like the maraschino cherry juice. So that's why it looks pink.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds good. Ooh. The one time I tried to do a whiskey sour on the show, the fans will know. Well, the true fans will know this well enough. It was on the, we did a live stream for St. Patty's Day. And, and it was pretty much just, I just had lemon juice and then simple syrup up here with the bottle of whiskey. And then, there was no more like mixing. Eventually I was just drinking the bottle and then I left. Yeah, it was bad. And like the people that are watching the stream will remember this. And, I was wasted and I kept playing this Leprechaun clip over and over again. And I was like, so drunk. I needed to like end the stream. And then I left it on and I fell over. So I got up and I'm like, I got like all this like leprechaun, I got like glasses on my face and this leprechaun hat and all sorts of stuff. And I'm getting up, I have this necklace on, and then I fall backwards, hit stuff, things fall off the wall. And then as I'm getting up, I click this song. And then it's like really sad music, and I'm like trying to lift it up because I'm like literally wasted. And I went downstairs and my wife is like, it's 9:30. I'm like literally like, you know, when you're drunk and you like need something to balance you, I'm going down the stairs, but I'm like leaning against the wall and sliding down because I was that drunk.
It's when you do like the shoulder lean. Yeah. That's how you know you're like your whole half, like half of your body's helping you like support yourself down the stairs. Oh, we've been there, man. We've all, when you were so like, bad. Hey, just if you want to get a drink, you can. And I'm like, you know, like, don't twist my arm.
That's why this is fun, especially for eventually if we do like a big live show where we can all like have drinks and maybe for some for St. Patty's Day, who knows, we'll figure it out. But yeah, this will be interesting. Since you were into this, I saw this article, I thought this would be kind of fun, and we have not ever talked about crystal balls before, so we're gonna be talking about a bunch of balls tonight, people.
All right, that's sounds good. Love it.
Cristobal needs rest before giving you big magic spirit dancer in the morning.
I don't know what that's from.
I was trying to figure out what that's from. I'm thinking
it's some almost show.
It almost sounded like it's from like what we do in the shadows or something.
But I love that show. I've been watching, trying to keep up with that show right now, but you know, so Crystal Balls. That's all I get. Crystal Ballin. I don't know what song that is. Do you?
No, Crystal Ballin, I'm guessing.
I guess so. I literally got these sound effects like as soon as we were going on. So knowledge is power, particularly in the information age we are living in. And while people worldwide have access to more accumulated knowledge than that at any time in history, because you can literally, well, I wouldn't trust Google, but you can like search things up pretty easily. There's still a desire for secret knowledge, you know, the arcane, the forbidden kind of stuff. This hidden information is not available to the mainstream or even our own senses. For this sort of knowledge, untold millions seek out alternative methods of acquiring information, from meditation and prayer to divination, fortune telling, and seances. And one of the oldest methods is still being utilized to gain access into the hidden knowledge is a crystal ball gazing. Have you ever used the Ouija board or anything?
Yes. In junior high and high school, we used to like just make our own Ouija boards on like cardboard and use them in school. Oh yeah.
Oh,
I'm a
wow.
seasoned Ouija board user. Yes.
That's crazy. Yeah. We used to do that. I had I had a friend that was schizophrenic, part of a youth group that I was in that showed me how to make a Ouija board.
You were part of a youth group when you were younger. So was I.
St. Leonard's. I had anger issues.
Oh,
so funny. It's so funny. I'm so honest on the show about like my past and stuff. And I was a crazy kid, that's for sure. But it is funny because like he's just like older kid that I knew, and then he's like, yeah, just take this and you can like draw it on a piece of paper and use a shot glass. And then we used to do that stuff. And a couple of years ago, we did an episode about the scrying mirror. So we've done some of these occult objects that you can use. I've always wanted to try that, but it kind of scares me because Ouija board is just like your hands moving. Maybe you're talking to something. The scrying mirror, like things can show themselves to you.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I mean, if I'm in a haunted place and I see a ghost and I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. But I don't know if I want someone in the mirror staring back at me. I don't know. That seems creepier for some reason.
Yeah.
Even though it's not like in the room, it's somehow, I don't know.
I had this girl named Krista Hauntingly Krista. And she's like, she is also a Canadian, goes around to haunted locations and searches for ghosts and stuff like that. And I want to come with her at some point. I told her, but I really want to do mushrooms and go to a haunted location.
Oh my God.
Cause then maybe you could like communicate with the ghost in like the psychedelic world, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you at least think that you are. So I mean,
well, then you need people that are sober, right? To like verify, like if something is happening, you know, have you ever done mushrooms?
Yeah. I've only about four times in my life, maybe.
Yeah. They're
and,
fun.
And it was years ago, but only one time it really hit like really, really nicely. And, there's spiders crawling on me because I was at a beach. There's a spider on me. I'm like, oh my God, hello. And usually I'd be like, oh my God, get spider off me. And the sand felt so good. Oh, mushrooms are great. Well,
that actually sounds fun. I've never been in the sand. I used to watch horror movies in my backyard high as fuck.
Yeah, mushrooms. No, that I wouldn't do. I was like out in nature and the clouds were in the sand. Yeah. But horror movie. I don't know. You're brave.
I know. I watched American Werewolf in London on like 5 grams of mushrooms on a projector by a fire. And it was like, I felt like there was shit standing behind me. It was like wild. The funniest time was when I watched, The Village, because I forgot the ending and I was like, oh fuck, man. I was like, oh, it makes so much sense now.
Oh, I watched The Village recently. I actually love that movie. A lot of people don't like it and I love it. And I was like, you know what? I totally get why these people are doing this and why they started this community out here. And like, you're kind of thinking like they're kind of the government to them because they're instilling fear into their people to keep them there. But then I'm like, but I also understand why they did this to get away from that.
I know. Right. Why do you like the Amish? I don't know. Some part of me does respect how they live and they're not consumed. And I'm sure their mental health is better. They're not consumed by this like social media stuff and, who knows? But yeah, mushrooms are always a fun thing. I watched The Witch outside high on mushrooms. That was a bad choice because afterwards I kept thinking about how essentially witchcraft is like, especially some of the dark occult magic has like inserted itself into our society and maybe beyond what we physically see. And because of my use of the Ouija board, I always thought I was cursed because I used to use it a lot. And my aunt, she was Jamaican. She's like, I used to play it in Jamaica and I got obsessed with it. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to, and I was like 16, I was like, I'm gonna go home and use it by myself, you know, why not? And then I used to get drunk and fucking use the Ouija board just really dumb stuff. I was a dumb teenager. And then so I did mushroom once a witch, and I kept thinking about like, I shouldn't have touched the Ouija board. Why did I do that? Oh my God, this like dark occult magic is inside of me.
It's following me everywhere I go because that one time I was drunk using a Ouija board. Yes.
That's what mushrooms does to your mind, though. It makes you like question like everything you've done and makes you like go inside yourself of who you are. So back to the crystal ball. I've always wanted a crystal ball. I thought it would be a fun time, you know, just to see. It always makes me think of like the Wizard of Oz, you know, when she's like the witch is using it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that chick was creepy. But yeah, you go into trance like state and it's supposed to be like visions of the past and future, you know, coming to their minds. In modern times, celebrities, politicians, and even royalty have been known to consult mystic seers for insight. Can crystal balls really tell the future? Well, that's up for you to decide. Yeah, there's even, there was a politician, Lyon Mackenzie King. I liked him. I liked stories of him. He seemed like a true kind of nationalist. But I was telling one of the guys from Diagonal, Derek, that he likes Lyon Mackenzie King too. And I was like, yeah, he was using like crystal balls and like it's doing seances to call his dead dogs. And he's like, what? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking weird, man. So many politicians do that. Abraham Lincoln's wife did that. Like,
What do they know that we don't know? Probably where do you buy a crystal ball? Where do you buy a crystal ball even?
Some apothecary hippie shop store? Where some chick has like some septum piercing.
Mm-hmm. Septum piercing, hairy armpits. Yeah,
there you go. I don't understand that. I know I just know someone who does that type of stuff and they write about like their periods every month. They're like, oh, my period is the greatest thing. And I'm like, man, I'd have to unfollow you.
Meluteal phase or whatever it's called. I don't even know what that is. I don't know what it is. Let me tell you though, it's not great. Any woman who's like, I love this. Oh, free bleed. No, you're lying.
So strange. So do you want to get into the first aspect of this crystal ball?
Oh my God, this is the paragraph I get? Okay.
Yeah, I thought that'd be funny for this right. paragraph.
Yeah, I know this feels like. This feels like in elementary and junior high when it's not elementary, but junior high when it's like, okay, you're going to read out loud in class this book.
It's your
and
turn.
You're like, you're counting down the kids like shit and you're like sweating. So you're like, it's my turn next. And
yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Ancient. I haven't read this yet, so I'm going to stumble words.
You don't need to. It's fine. You don't need to read the. You don't need to read.
Don't read the. Don't read that.
Yeah, okay. You can just read like the paragraph is fine.
Thanks, teacher. Thank you. Okay. The earliest recorded uses of crystals in esoteric practices date to the ancient Sumerians, who wrote magic formulas, including crystals dating back 5,000 years. Around the same time, the ancient Chinese were using crystals in medicinal practices and crystal-tipped needles in acupuncture. Oh, cool. The ancient Egyptians buried their dead with crystals of all kinds to provide spiritual support in the afterlife. Ancient Greeks thought rubbing crushed hematite, sure. I'm saying, crystals over their bodies made them invincible. I mean, that'd be sweet. In India, all manner of crystals were used in medicinal and spiritual practices and to increase libido. Like, isn't that a thing? Like, don't they make things for ladies made out of crystals for ladies to use?
Yeah, they got, what's that? Gwyneth Paltrow makes jade eggs and it's like an egg you shove in your vagina. Billy claimed that some women gave him one from her vagina and I don't know if I
trust them. I saw that. I saw that clip. Ooh, I'm in the crystal ball realm right now. Uh-oh, I'm not coming back. I'm stuck in the blur. Oh, seriously. There you go. I'm back. Okay, and the
Japanese, I don't know. He just claimed that. I don't know if that's true.
I want to touch on that. Just, I'm going to get this paragraph out, and then we're going back to the jade egg. The Japanese believe smaller rock crystals were the congealed breath of the white dragon. Cool. And larger ones were the saliva of the violet dragon. Also cool. And contained magical properties. It's like a video game. Sounds
awesome. So they're saying that crystal balls could heal and increase sex drive and provide support in the afterlife. Racism comes up on this podcast, but for India, I don't think you guys need to increase your libido. I think there's already billions of you and you should probably learn how to use birth control.
Maybe that's probably why there's so many. That's why the population is so high, because they're like crystalling it up nonstop.
Sticking crystals in their ass.
Oh my gosh. So wait. Yeah. So there's that jade egg and he think he was lying.
I don't know. Like, he just said it was like a crystal and he showed me it and he's like, I hope it's not poop on there, but it's like a really old episode. And, he just said that like he's funny. He like loves Eminem. I don't know why. You can hear it some of his style of music. Like, I liked Eminem when I was like 12. Right. But he's done songs with me and you can kind of tell a little bit by his style and some of the beats he's chosen for the songs that we've done together. Some of them I wouldn't necessarily choose, but I was like, I do my own spin on it. And, So he can do like he can do without me, I think, like word for word. Like he doesn't need to read it off of a prompter. So he did this during a what's that, karaoke. And then this chick at the worked at the bar was like, that was so good. And then he gave her like this crystal, and he's like, she pulled it out of somewhere. And I was like, I don't know if you're making this up, man, but I could see it happening.
I mean, his rapping was so good that she like birthed a jade egg.
Yeah.
That shit's was like, weird. This is for you.
Gwyneth Paltrow's probably like some weird Kabbalist lady. I don't know. I don't really trust her.
She's probably like a lizard person or a witch or Satan. Yes. I don't know. She's something not.
Taylor Swift's a witch. So she literally calls her like fake witches.
Yeah.
And crazy. I believe it.
The night will weave its magic spell.
Beautiful. So,
the practice of scrying, as we kind of mentioned, a form of divination said to derive from analyzing reflections in the water, metal, or precious stones, has likely been practiced since the prehistoric times. But the use of crystal balls can be traced back to ancient druids who lived in the British Isles and parts of France during the Iron Age. As noted by a Roman author, naturalist, philosopher, and military leader, Philly the Elder.
Pliny the Elder.
What, man, terrible name. The Druids used to polish balls of beryl, which in colorless and are as clear as glass in its purest form, but can be many different colors depending on the impurities in it. That's funny. They polish their balls.
I find
the idea of like, okay, I know people that are into crystals. I know friends that make fun of this stuff. And I'm like in the middle where I'm like, it could be, because there is like minerals and stuff that is good for our body. And I have an Orgon pyramid beside my bed. I got off Amazon, so it's probably not that real, but Jules from Grey Pill Podcast knows a guy that actually makes it. And that's the idea, where they can use it to like trap the electric waves from your cell phone, so they're not as harmful. So when you're sleeping and stuff, because you should not sleep with your cell phone next to your head. I try to turn mine off or put it in airplane mode, because it's supposed to be able to cut that off. But they've done tests with some of these Orgon little pyramids, little things you can get. And then you like put it beside it. And then if you use like a Geiger counter, it will like cut off the electromagnetic frequency, or at least lower it. So I've never tested the one I got from Amazon, but I would like to actually have a legit one. I think that's possible, you know? So who knows if crystals could be a thing?
Well, because there's certain type of rock and everything that is a, even like conducts like electromagnetism and everything. Like people are like, oh, this is a limestone property, so the ghosts will be strong here, like the paranormal, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. I want to believe. I hope it's true, because that's just cool.
Like that would just be cool.
Yeah.
And I've never tested this out. I've never spent my money on this stuff, but maybe one day, you know, I'll just go in my backyard and dig up some rocks, you know. But
Yeah, we'll see what they do.
The druids did love their to polish their balls. You want to carry on with the next one?
Even though the druids were all but wiped out by 600, what's CE?
I don't know what CE is. I have no idea. I don't want to Google it either.
Okay, 600 CE, a time period of, don't know what that is. The practice of
Christ's erection.
Yeah, Christ's erection. The resurrection comes later. The practice of scrying or crystal gazing exploded in Europe during the early Middle Ages, when countless wizards, sorcerers, oracles, seers, and gypsies began using crystal balls to see the future, to tell fortunes. Ooh, she's pretty. Fortunes for all classes of people, rich and poor, regardless of religious affiliation. Like the druids, these crystal balls were often made of highly polished spheres of beryl, though rock crystals started to become more widely used because it was believed to be more effective at connecting with the psychic energies, as supposedly allowed scrying to work. It was common at this time for the ball to be carried in a sling. Oh, just like got your crystal ball and your little like sling, carrying it around. What's that? I'm a crystal ball. No big deal.
Could also be used as a weapon.
Definitely.
Knock someone the fuck out, that shit. Or what's that thing they used to make you do in high school?
Shot put, right?
Shot put. That's the only thing I was good at. It's so funny because this is what the show does. I go off in tangents and I think about things in my own life. And I hated when they made me go to track and field. I'm more physical now. Back then, I was just like a stoner rebellious kid or whatever. And it's so funny. I would only do like shot put. And I remember that I would either skip the events or the one time I had to do because I would sign up for the easy ones, 100 meter dash or whatever. And then the one time I did the 100 meter dash and they're like, everyone get ready. I was all ready, and then they shot the gun off, and then I just stood up and started walking, and everyone started booing me. And I was like, fuck you guys, I'm not doing this shit.
No, you're protesting that right there.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell me what to do. I've always been I have more of a cause now, I feel like, but I was always a rebel without a cause when I was younger of like, I literally like, and this is, it's so funny because I'm a like Canadian nationalist. I believe in like fighting for Canada and the Canadian people and stuff like that. But when I was a kid, I used to not want to stand for the Canadian national anthem because I didn't want to be told what to do. That's literally why. I don't now, like you telling me what to do, so fuck you.
Now I don't want to stand for the anthem because they changed the freaking lyrics. So I'm like,
Punjab?
Yeah. No, now it's like on All of Us Command instead of All Our Sons Command. I still sing it the normal way if I sing it, the OG way.
That's what it should be, right? And yeah. This country is turning into an embarrassment, but that's fine. So with Christianity spreading throughout Europe, obviously during the Middle Ages, and many converts and even devout Christians continue to use crystal balls and scrying to gain knowledge hidden in the form of visions, which they considered to be divine messages from heaven. In the 5th century, the book The City God, Saint Augustine, attack scrying, labeling it as an all magical practice is entangled in the deceptive rites of demons who masquerade under the names of angels. Despite this proclamation, many prominent women and men from the era were often buried with their crystal balls.
Yeah. Like nice and shined up.
So it is crazy because there's like there's a lot of people, like I had a dude on that thinks Trump's the Antichrist and he's like a very Christian kid. But he's like, it's interesting because he's like against the Zionist stuff. There is stuff that he says that I know is factual and he goes really deep into the occult practices that like the Talmudists, they say the evil people are using. But he also is like, a lot of those Christian people are really against like magic or like any sort of like chaos magic or even just the secret of like putting yourself out there in the universe or crystals or Ouija boards, whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't understand that because it's there. Sometimes people are indoctrinated by their own doctrine and they like don't realize that like just because like everything you're reading is saying this, you know, you may believe it, but doesn't make it true. You can't prove that using certain practices of divination is actually satanic or wrong, or, you know, they're actually demons. There could be benevolent forces out there that are trying to reach through some of these conduits like Ouija boards and stuff. I do think that could be. We had Harold Houdini tell us jokes. So.
but reading this about how the church waged war, it's a lot harder to speak and read when you had a few sips of beverage before dinner.
I've done this literally like I've wasted and been able to keep it together.
Yeah, I'm a lightweight, so I had like, I don't know, 5 or 6 sips and I'm already like, where am I? Because I recently just read for the first time The Da Vinci Code. Okay.
Oh, you read it? Actually read it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And if the stuff they're saying in that book is true about how the Catholic Church took like pagan beliefs and like morphed them all to be like Satan-like.
Yeah.
Like the pentagram, they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, of course. So I was just like, damn, pagan stuff's awesome. I want to get a friggin' pentagram tattooed to me because it's supposed to be like for Venus and everything like that and women and everything like that.
There is different aspects of that, because the pentagram goes back to the Star of Remphan, the Jewish star. So the star of David is never in any religious text. It's nowhere to be seen. It actually is the Star of Remphan, and it has to do with the Seal of Solomon. So it's like very satanic kind of stuff, like evil, not like, yeah. So, and that's why it's funny, because I used to say on the show that I was like, if I was going to believe have any belief, I'd be a Satanist. Because at the time, I was reading the Satanic Bible, and I was like interested by the idea of being a god in your own right and stuff like that. And I always like kind of like embellishing that I believe that when I'm praying, I'm talking to my higher self, the person I am above this reality. Whoever exists above this reality is who I'm kind of talking to, because I don't think that we're able to contain our entire soul here. And then I found out Anton LaVey was Jewish, and his, I think his father, or the guy that helped him write the Satanic Bible, helped push for Israel to be formed. And I'm like, oh, and it all comes back to this. And then you try to insert themselves into Hollywood to push the Satanic imagery in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Once you start to look at this stuff and research, you're like, oh, this is very weird.
Yeah, and it keeps on going, like, then this is connected to this, and this goes farther than this. And I thought this was the source, but no, it goes farther than that.
Yeah, it's like dot connecting. That's what Dave Icke would call it. And it's like, I like people like Dave Icke and some of the, and these people that do call out religion and being like, yeah, all this stuff has been used to divide and conquer us. Like, yes, everyone's fighting over their beliefs and ideologies, but we're forgetting that, like, at the end of the day, like, we're all human. But I do think that the Western world was better when more people had Christian identities and fought for what they believed was right, and homogeneity and stuff like that. Most people wouldn't even probably know what that word means.
That deserves a clap, though. That deserves an applause.
I've said this on the show before. It's like, when you have too many different ethnicities, different beliefs, different moral structures, different religions that are all trying to coexist in a country that already has a culture that exists, especially within the ones where the population, you know, in Europe and stuff like that, they've existed for fucking thousands of years. Well, not thousands, but hundreds and hundreds of years, probably thousands of years. But if you're bringing and you're trying to blend too many people together, it doesn't work. Multiculturalism just causes division. That's like a fact. If you like study it, it just doesn't make sense as on a whole. Slowly maybe, but not what we're doing.
Well, and I feel like too, like us being Canadians, we understand this. We're what do they call us? They call, which is the melting pot, like American, you go to America, you're an American. Like that's your title. Like, we're all American, but Canada's like, no.
You're whatever.
Everyone's there. It separates and segregates everyone.
Yeah, individuality and being like this push of like radical individuality has actually destroyed our society, because people have like it's selfishness, and they've it's allowed it to break. So especially within people that are European descent, white people, they're not allowed to collectivize. They're not allowed to like group together and resist their own oppression. You know, and this is a fact. You can like, I can explain all of this for people that don't understand what's going on, but like, it is true, right? So then you have all these people being like, well, I'm an individual. And then you're not realizing that, like, if you look at every other culture, they stick together. They form this national identity. They fight for each other. That's why in governments, you cannot have people that have dual citizenship with another country, or were not born in the country that they're representing and stuff like that. Because then they're like, well, I'm a Canadian politician, but I want what's best for India or Israel or Iran or wherever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Sorry, politics always gets brought in the show, so it's fine.
We need, well, I know. I was expecting it, which is like, I love that. I need an applause button that I could put on. Can I have sound effects?
Yeah, I used to have one. Where is that? So I give to Billy if he does a good joke. Oh, I don't have the applause. I have the crowd laughing. Okay. I have to get the applause sound button back on here, but I do have this, which is if Billy does a bad joke.
So you need that applause button, and then I'll just go like this, and then you know to push it.
Okay, yeah, definitely for next time. I'm gonna have to look up that song now. Let's talk about the British Empire.
Oh, the British Empire. Yeah, so perhaps the most powerful man to ever claim wisdom from a crystal ball is John Dee, an English mathematician, astrologer, and occultist born in 1527. Dee not only chose the coronation date of Queen Elizabeth I and consulted her in all manner of courtly affairs using a crystal ball for guidance. But he also published an influential book that promoted his vision of England as a maritime world power with rightful claims on New World territories, and even coined the term British Empire. Damn.
Yeah, John Dee was a guy. Yeah, we'll eventually probably dive into him because he's an interesting character, to say the least. I got a buddy that's super into the occult stuff, and he talks about him quite often.
The crystal ball holds the past, the present, and the future.
That's original. I wanted just that sound effect, and I kept finding more, and I was like, oh, sweet. I like your shirt, by the way. One of my favorite films.
Oh, thanks. You know what? There's some of the most iconic horror moments and scenes in this movie. Like, there's scene after scene after scene that are just, like, iconic. And it's
me and Aaron did, like, a big deep dive into, like, the whole thing. We did what part one and part two. It's, like, hour. It's all together. I think it's, like, 7 hours or something like that. It's a long time. Yeah. In the 20th century, the image most commonly associated with crystal balls of scarf-wearing gypsies and fortune tellers. The people who were called gypsies, now you can't say that word, are more accurately Ramoni. They moved from northern India in the second half of the first millennial CE, Christ's erection, and eventually spread through Europe because of the fear of superstition of the Europeans they encountered. They tended to move from region to region in caravans and engaged in business that were easily set up and broken down, like fortune-telling booths. The term gypsy was derogatory and coined by those intolerant of their customs and traditions. They were mercilessly persecuted not only in Asian regions, but also Europeans and later Americans, mostly famous Romas, were killed as a part of Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany because they were radically undesirable.
Racially.
That's hilarious, actually. Yeah, racially undesirable. Now I'm going to say something controversial for everybody. Did you know that the Nazis had one of the most diverse armies in the entire world?
Did they?
Yeah. Okay. So get this. There's footage of this stuff too, images and actual like footage. They had units, soldiers and stuff like that in India, Africa, all over the world, essentially. And there was Indian Nazis, African Nazis, tons of Europe, Canadians. A lot of the stuff that we're told about what was going on in Germany has been essentially over exaggerated in a lot of ways. It's all coming out of you. Anyone has X, it's starting to, people are really trying to expose this stuff on X, more often. And if you kind of follow those accounts, not saying bad things didn't happen and, you know, but there is a lot of lies that were told about how they were treating people and stuff. And actually a crazy fact is Jesse Owens, the Olympic runner, who won, meters he ran in the Olympics during the time where it was in Nazi Germany. He actually personally shook, the big H's hand, Adolf's hand, and they thanked him, and he was, praised. And he had a standing ovation from the Germans and the people that were at the Olympics. And he said in an interview he was treated better in Nazi Germany than he was in America back home, where they were segregating him and telling him he couldn't use a drinking fountain or, you know, go into a bar or whatever. You can look this up. This is a fact. Crazy, eh?
Whoa.
The things you don't know. I know, it's clapping. The things you don't know, right? When you start to look into it and you're like, whoa, is that true? And then like, you start looking up, you're like, what? Yeah. He was given a standing ovation and they congratulated him and stuff like that. People really need to, you know, history is written by the victor. Let me just say that. You gotta study both sides to understand, right? If you're allowed, I've always said this, if you're allowed to read, If you're allowed to, if you're allowed to read the Communist Manifesto, you should be allowed to read Mein Kampf. Like that is, it's about studying history, right?
Oh, exactly. That is that is a historical book. Oh, see, this is the thing. Let's use the everyone's favorite saying and just do your research.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I'm just like, and I like just pointing out the fact that there is this things like a lot of people don't like touching upon the subject matter, mm-hmm. but like I stay true to myself and true to what I know to be true. So all I try to do is shed light on things and subject matter that most people might not be aware of.
You know? Yeah.
Because I think bad things happened. It was warfare. Tons of bad things happened. Americans did bad things. Canadians are the reason that the Geneva Convention exists. So because the horrible things
we suck. Doing. Yeah, that blows.
So carried away. A woman used a crystal ball as a part of a murder defense.
Ah, just like you can use your period as one as well. which actually has happened. Okay, wow, a seeress named Louise Lindelof was arrested in Chicago in 1913 for the death of five, including her husband, brother-in-law, and son. In her defense, Lindelof said she had foretold their deaths in her crystal ball, which she called her ball of fate. She further claimed she foresaw her acquittal. Yes, in the ball of fate. Okay, but she must have read it wrong because she ended up being convicted of killing her son. That's so sad. And was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Okay, can you imagine? Well, I saw their death, and guess what? The ball said I was acquitted. So.
It's magic. That's so crazy. That's so funny to be like. Oh, I saw the deaths in this ball. And it's like, quiet, Johnny. And she's like suffocating him with a pillow. Like the ball told me to do it.
God. Oh God. It's so sad. Oh, she killed it. Yeah. You heard the intro, right?
The idea of like, if you're offended by dark humor, this is not the place for you.
No.
Yeah. We have during our Richard Ramirez two-parter, we laughed way more than we should have. So like that's just kind of how we are. It's like if you're not laughing, you're crying. So when you're talking about some of these dark subject matters, especially like serial killers, you can't help but like try to make light of these very dark situations that people had to face and stuff. We always try like to be like, you know, this is not the victim's fault, but no, Richie was a hardcore dude, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's scary stuff.
All right, take it away.
The night will weave its magic spell.
Love it. It's your turn.
Is it? Oh, it is my turn. Wow. The popularity of gypsy fortune tellers in the early 20th century prompted many magicians to begin incorporating crystal gazing into their performances. The most famous magician of this ilk was Claude Alexander Conlin.
I read Colin.
Yeah.
But it's Conlin.
Hey, this is infamous on the show. Is I'm Ooh. Terrible at last names. It's just like something that happens. It's part of who we are. Who went on with the stage name Alexander, the man who knows. He knows. Oh. He knows some stuff.
Yeah.
This guy looks scary looking.
He looks like a magician.
Like a suave. I was like, in this photo, he looks like not Charlie Chaplin. There's another guy I'm thinking of. Well, kind of like Chaplin, I guess, but
yeah,
so weird looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hitler ruined the stash for Charlie. That's for sure. I actually, you know, and like I actually like Charlie Chaplin. I have a picture of him right here with the little poor boy. Oh. He was very against the government. He did not like the government structure and what was going on. And yeah, pretty outspoken guy for being so silent.
Yes. So,
at the height of
they silence him.
Yeah, I know. At the height of it's true. Shut up, guy. At the height of his career, little do we know, silent films, they only made them silent because
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
At the height of his career, Conlin was most famous, he's for a mentalist, most famous mentalist in the world, and was the highest paid magician at the time. Not only was he a masterful entertainer, but Alexander, the man who knows, was an expert at premonition and striking posters, helped influence the idea of fortune tellers as wearing elaborate turbans. Yes,
they I mean, that's turbans. Cultural appropriation like today. Like, you couldn't do that.
I know. Can't wear blackface like Trudeau. I did brownface once, so it's okay. I was 12.
I was Cheech from Cheech and Chong for Halloween in my early 20s, and I put brown makeup all over me.
That's
and
awesome.
It was fine. Everyone loved my costume, and I had the mustache, yeah.
The only people that get offended are usually white people. I feel like everybody knows an Indian guy now. It's just Canada. We're just like being invaded by Indians, but they're not all bad. I think some of them are, you know, but it is what it is, man. They have a collective IQ of 74. But I'm actually kind of friends with one at work. Friends with one. It sounds terrible, but he's a good guy. And, I was telling him my story about how like I did brown face in a play, and I was supposed to be a delivery guy, and the director just made an appearance as a delivery guy. I was supposed to be a son. I was doing backstage stuff. So I had long hair, they put in a little bun, and then I said, "Coming, dad." And I walked on stage, as an Indian guy. And then he's like, "You know who finds that offensive?" And he was like, "White people." And I was like, he's like, "I think that would be funny." And I was like, "Yeah, most people would."
Yeah. Lots of people would.
I knew a guy that for Halloween, we were like in grade, I think 7. He dressed up like a black guy for Halloween. And he literally did the typical gangster and did his whole like blackface makeup. And he crashed into a tree. So he's not alive anymore.
Oh no. That was not where I thought the story was going to go.
Maybe that's karma. Just kidding.
Just from that one day. Yeah.
So crazy. I think it was drugs. let's carry on. I told you to get wild out here.
I know. I was expecting it. I was ready and anticipating it, and I also appreciate it. Okay. Despite the fact Americans were flocking to stage performers like Alexander the Man Who Knows for crystal gazing experiences, and he knows every lots. Look at him. He needed to shave off that Charlie Chaplin mustache, like in.
It looks scary.
Telling gypsy fortune teller for a glimpse into the unknown during the early 20th century. Many puritanical lawmakers outlawed the fortune telling industry in their communities. In fact, there is still a law on the books in New York that considers it a Class B misdemeanor for anyone to accept a fee or compensation for claimed or pretended use of occult powers, including fortune telling. Yeah, probably because the government's like, if you're going to do it, I want the money.
Yeah,
I want 100%. The money. We need to tax you because that's why it's illegal. They don't care about occult stuff.
No, like they literally practice occult stuff.
Yeah, like that's
all the celebrities and all the politicians are into Kabbalah. So like, it's a little weird. In 2014, a crystal ball helped start a fire. This is pretty funny. After sunlight refracting through it caused a pair of curtains to catch fire and engulf a bedroom, a fire investigator of the London Fire Brigade warned that the populace against placing scrying devices on windowsills. That's very funny. And slightly quippy statement.
Yep.
Is that quippy? Mm-hmm. What a weird word. And the investigator said, "You can't predict the future with crystal balls, but you can prevent this type of fire." I do accents all the time. They're never.
You know what? The person who owned that crystal ball should have seen the fire
100%.
In the crystal ball and would have known that the fire was coming. Hello. And then they should have been acquitted for all the insurance fraud damage.
Look, they torched this place.
That's crazy.
But like, it looked like they have a nice, that piano probably was worth some fucking money.
Oh, look at it. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
I know. That's so sad. It is sad. My grandfather used to play the organ. I wish we still had that thing. I would have tried. I don't think I have the fingers for it.
It's like, I mean, you got the moves. You got the technique.
Just pretend it. Just like, play that. What's that thing? You just play. It's like, and you just like pretend to do it.
Yeah, like one of those.
the preset ones.
Yes, or like a player piano where it had like that thing, like that braille looking thing spinning around. Yeah. That would do it. Oh man.
I figured this would be fun. So yeah, let's carry on to what Crystal Gazer supposedly have predicted.
Whoa. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Are we going forward? Wait, did I miss something?
Yeah. After the crystal balls can start fires.
The Reagan thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh God. Okay. One of the most famous modern day crystal gazers was Jean Dixon. Given a crystal ball by an old gypsy as a little girl, Dixon began making predictions and proved to be frighteningly accurate. Oh God, I'm nervous. After she predicted the deaths of John F. Kennedy, Gandhi,
Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah, I'm just going to skip the Mahatma because I don't want to fuck it up. Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi. And Marilyn Monroe, she became a sensation and was even profiled in Life magazine in 1965. She began advising many high-profile clients and was even invited to the White House as an advisor to Nancy Reagan, who used Dixon's insights to plan President Ronald Reagan's schedule. Oh, my God. Dixon said that, for her, a crystal ball is like a television set. What? I mean...
Tell me this bitch is not a reptilian.
I mean, the way the eyes are set, the bridge, the nose.
Everything looks absolutely. Like her face is fake. It looks fake.
Look at the ears.
Yeah, whatever. People can think what they want. I truly believe in demonic forces like the reptilian stuff. I've seen weird shit in my own life.
That picture where she's like looking at, is she looking at Reagan? Yeah. And it's like you can hear like a reptilian little click. You know how they have that clicking sound, like the Predator?
Yeah.
So I'm like, she's like,
yep. Yeah, she looks scary. It's so funny. There's people that like praise Ronald Reagan, like, oh, he's a good guy. Ronald Reagan's the reason that, like, I got a couple things to say about this. Ronald Reagan's the reason that, like, the ghettos were flooded with crack and stuff. So with the help of the CIA, he flooded the ghettos with crack, to obviously cause more violence and chaos within the black communities and stuff like that. That's a fact that he did that. He knew about what the CIA was doing, and the CIA usually uses drug trafficking money to facilitate and finance some of their off-sea stuff when they go to like try to infiltrate other countries and stuff like that. And the CIA is controlled by Mossad, just so everybody knows. Also, Mahatma Gandhi was not a very good guy. Did you know he slept with his 13-year-old cousin? I have a song called Conspiracy Theory, and the first line is, Kanye West is surely a clone. Gandhi had sex with a 13-year-old. The Nazis tried to rid the world of the Ashkenazi serpent throne, but they didn't work alone. Both sides were controlled and murdered their own. I was like, I went balls deep conspiracy on that. Yeah, clapping. But it's wild. And like, I like Russell Brand. I don't know if he's controlled opposition or whatever, right? Like, there's some weird images that, like, in enhanced symbols that he's done throughout his career. But I remember he did like a stand-up kind of special, and he brought up this stuff up about these certain figures that people want to worship as like these great guys. And Mahatma Gandhi did like child brides is a big thing in India. They have no, like, they want to push pedophilia. There's a lot of bad things about India in general. It's a very corrupt, disgusting country, in my opinion. You know, if people want to think differently, that's fine. Go there. I've talked to people that have traveled there, and it's everywhere sounds fucked. And also, so his, when because the British troops were there and stuff like that. And like, it's so funny because only like, I think it was like 50,000. I think it was less than that. There's whatever, how many troops were there, were able to control the whole country. It wasn't that many troops. Just shows the might of the British Empire. And so Gandhi's wife caught an illness. I can't remember what illness it was. And so he denied her Western medicine because it was against their religion. He caught the same disease and then took the medicine.
Of course.
Right. My wife can die, but I'll stay alive.
I mean, that sounds anybody. I don't know. I don't trust anybody that is of like high influence. Anybody who's in high power that wasn't like assassinated.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's something shady. There's going to be something. No one in that high of a power or anything of that influential, I think, is like pure. Like, you look at them and like,
no, I know. Something. Even people want to praise MLK and stuff. That guy was a Marxist. Like Martin Luther King Jr. was a communist Marxist that was trying to push these ideologies. It's interesting. There's a guy named, what's his name? Have you ever heard of, what's his, Pete Peters? Not Jordan Peterson. That guy's a shill. God, there's, what's his name? Jesse Peterson, whatever his name. He's a black guy, but he was like, he's like very pro white people. It's hilarious. He went on Dr. Phil and said that more white people need to have babies, 'cause without us, the world's going to be destroyed. And like, this guy's like very outspoken. It's like, he's like an older black dude, and he lived on a plantation. I think his grandfather, his father was killed by a Ku Klux Klan member, and he's still pro white. And like thinks that like white people need to be having kids and all this stuff. 'Cause he's like, I watch people of all sorts of colors do horrible things throughout their lives. And he was like, without white people, the Western world wouldn't exist, and they created everything. He's an interesting character, but he talks a lot about this kind of stuff of like what people actually were. And he brought up I didn't know that Martin Luther King was like a Marxist. I knew he was pretty involved with some shady shit. But he was like, yeah, like I was like a full blown like communist and stuff like that. And he'll debate like Black Lives Matter people, and they'll admit that they're like part of the communist movement, and that Marxist funded Black Lives Matter. And it's just interesting to hear, because if it was a white guy doing it, he'd be canceled. But he's Jesse P's able to do this, like, because he is black, right? So he's able to combat these kind of ideologies. It's interesting. Why don't you learn about these people?
I'm gonna have to look into him.
I'll send you his stuff. He's very funny. Like, he had Jamie Kennedy on, someone you would know, from Scream, right? And like, I love Jamie Kennedy. He's like, I love the dude. He's a great person. He's trying to like expose some of the stuff through his own platforms of what's going on. And he had him on, and he was like, he's like, Jamie, do you love white people? And Jamie's like, I love all people. And he's like, you can't do that to me. Stop that. And he's like, no, but do you love white people? And he's like, you trying to get me canceled, man? Like, and it's just so funny, because he's not allowed to say it, but like, he's like, I love white people. Do you love white people? And Jamie's, I watched that whole thing, and I don't watch all of Jesse's stuff. But I'll have to send you that one, because it's very entertaining. It's very funny, Jamie's reactions to like his questions, because he's dancing that line of like not getting canceled.
Well, right. And it's kind of like, why can't you say, yeah? Like, why can't you say, oh, I love white? You say, I love all people. Of course I love white people too. And it's just like, he can't say it, you know?
I did a video. I haven't posted this yet, but I was like, so you can say Black Lives Matter, but you can't say White Lives Matter. So you can say, I'm proud to be black, but you can't say I'm proud to be white. You can say, Black power, but you can't say white power. I was like, do you see the hypocrisy in this? And this is being done in the countries where the majority, at least used to be, was white people that built it. So it is this very against the grain thing. And like, I try to bring this point up to people, especially on the show, just to make them aware of like what the stuff is going on. Like, white people are less than 8% of the world's population. And that's like a big thing. And it's, people need to stop playing these victim cards, but like, I don't know. I do think if white people do go extinct at some point, I don't think the world's going to last that long. Just a personal opinion. I'm not trying to get you canceled the first time on the show. So don't worry.
It's okay. I'm just giggling, and I'm like, okay, well, I can talk to you later. But if I agree or disagree,
I've already said enough on this show. Anyway, so it's fine. And like I said, everybody, I question everything, and I'm just here to ask questions. That's it. Right. So, and I make just statements that are factual, you know, that just, you can look it up. Everyone can look at all the stuff that I said on this episode. So though crystal gazing, and this is what I do sometimes. If I'm like, the episode's not terribly long, I can like do filler, and then it just starts going into politics. And I was laughing with Aaron on the last episode we finally recorded after he came back from his illness. And I was like, and we went off and we're laughing. I was crying at some points, like, just because we haven't seen each other in forever. And I was like, it's so funny. Back on the show, I'm editing old episodes, and I was telling Billy, like, we're not going to get into politics. I don't want to talk about politics. And now the show is just like, it inserts itself all the time.
Yeah. I think it's part of it now. Just like, that's the way it is.
Yeah. Okay? It's just bound to come up.
Yes.
Everyone sees it, right? Everyone's like, oh, the country's fucked, especially in Canada, right?
Oh, yeah.
So though crystal gazers believed the visions they received while staring into crystal balls. I just want to make a joke about it. I stare at my balls every time I take a shit. Just kidding. come from different sources. Gods, angels, spirits, demons, and ancestors. I was going to make it even worse. I'm going to keep going with that. Scientists who have studied the topic believe that the user's trances are less a connection to another entity or reality than a form of self-hypnosis could be true. Psychologist Millis Culpin wrote in 1920s that visions are memories or fancies from the unconscious mind. Well, psychologist Leonard Zunzen, don't know that name. How would you pronounce that? Zunzen?
Zusny?
Zusny? Wow, so different how I pronounce things. And Warren H. Jones wrote in 1989, the visions are like forgettable images. And that, I don't know, that could be true because they claim that, like, and I question everything and I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't there. I only know my own experiences of things, right? And like even Ouija boards, like that could have been my subconscious, you know? Because one time the Ouija board did tell me my mom was a reptilian and that they were my real mom in another universe. So I'm like, I don't know.
But now you're like, okay, that stuck with you forever. And then you're like basing everything now on that one thing. That's where it started for you.
I already was into that stuff. And it's so listen, once I started doing researching into the alien stuff, and I was still using the Ouija board. And this is the times where I was using it by myself and just trying to like communicate with something beyond. I felt like I was talking to something or someone or whatever energy it was, probably something demonic. Who knows? I guarantee it probably was. But it would tell me weird stuff. And at one point it told me like, you know, like now that you know, that there is interdimensional beings, essentially is how it like phrased it. I can't remember the exact sentencing. But it's like, we are actually alive. We are just outside of your eyesight. You're not talking to dead people. You're actually talking to, energies that exist outside of your reality.
Okay. A Ouija board has never went on a full, like, paragraph thing with me, and I gotta do it again. But my brother and I talk, he's so into aliens and everything like that, and he is like, you know, there's that theory that aliens are actually demons, and he goes on the big huge
Alex Jones
that big, but he has all these reasoning why, and I'm like, okay, so I mean that would make sense, the Ouija board's telling you that.
Yeah. And the thing, well, the interesting thing is, right. I've said this cause a lot of religious people will point like, oh, it's demons. You know what I mean? But what would be first? Demons was only a coin termed by the church and some, religious communities of these demonic forces. And of course it's whatever in the Bible, but the idea of aliens, maybe not the word alien, but what these forces may be, essentially interdimensional, not extraterrestrial, but interdimensional creatures or beings, entities that exist outside of our reality, might not necessarily be all bad, because if there's good, there's bad, and there's bad, there's good. It has to be a duality. You see this within our world, which the evil's definitely there. Everyone can see it at this point. You should be able to see it. It's very clear. But there's also good. So I do think there is probably benevolent forces. Like I had Elizabeth April on recently, and she is a woman that believes that she channels the Galactic Federation of Light and believes she's in contact with aliens. Had a relationship with a reptilian being, wild stuff. So if anyone hasn't heard that episode, definitely check that out. And I'm like, I've had shadow people experiences and I've seen weird things in my life. So I'm always like, I don't know if I can say that this person is not telling the truth, because if they truly believe it, maybe they did experience these things. I don't know. I wasn't there, you know?
Right. They're clearly experiencing something, mm-hmm. you know? So what that is,
who knows?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Who knows?
But, you called it with this next one, by the way. about it being a weapon and you can kill people with the crystal ball, right?
Wild. Isn't
this
cool.
What's happening? though crystal gazers claim they can foretell death and other tragedies with their crystal balls, rarely are the objects themselves used to affect the death, but that's exactly what happened in Oklahoma. I don't know why it's funny.
Of course, Oklahoma.
in Oklahoma City in 2012 for no apparent reason. Clara Ann Blocker, a homeless... Oh, yeah, no reason at all. We don't know the reason. Clara Ann Blocker, a homeless woman, beat...
Oh, she beat a midget to death.
Yeah. Why beat 4'5" Why put it...
Hey, listen. Know why? Because it's a woman beating up a man. That's why. Because they're like, oh, yeah, he's a short man. So... That's
so it's not paranormal. It's because she could do it because she has a little bit of height on him. And like,
yeah, because that's like that for a man. I feel like it's technically a midget. That's like pretty short.
That is. Oh, definitely. So Eric Scott Saxon to death with a crystal ball in his home where she had been staying temporarily. Blocker pleaded guilty and was sentenced to life in prison for the murder of the little man with a big heart.
Oh, I got one.
You know what I thought the soundbite was going to be? Like, terribly what I thought it was going to be? The freaking Lollipop Guild song.
Oh, I wish I had that. I wish I thought about it. If the Lollipop Guild... That guy kind of scared me. Those three, like, children... I can't say midget anymore, but little people. Scary looking. It's so funny because me and Billy have this joke, this clip that always make me laugh of like, we're talking about leprechauns. And he was like, I was like, you can't say midget anymore. And he was like, why? It's so specific. And he's like, you know exactly what you're saying. He's like, yes, you know, and he's like, I was like, you know, when you're searching for porn, I type midget porn, not little people porn. And he's like, yeah, then you have the FBI knocking at your door. Oh. So like, yeah,
there's a difference. Like little people could just be someone elves, with like stunted dwarves. Growth, but like with someone with dwarfism would is be, like, you know, they have that different appearance.
Yeah. But then like, then they complain that, you know, they don't like dwarf either, but it's like literally in the name of the illness.
That's the name.
There's even crazier because everything has a conspiracy. There's like a conspiracy theory that they're like the genetics of dwarfs go way back to like the almost like times where Lord of the Rings was like a real thing because J.R.R. Tolkien was channeling something. And so I saw it's so funny because there's like those TikTok videos where it's like, did you know that da da da, and it'll go off. And I'm like, I'm always like, I don't know what's real or not real. Like I've seen weird stuff in my life. I don't know. But it's saying that there was like this race of dwarfs that were at, like the, all these stories about mining dwarfs were like a real thing. And there were these strong warriors and there's stories in like old Celtic stuff and like that they were like battling with Vikings, all sorts of shit. And there's like real folklore about this that have been written about for centuries and that their bloodline might be relate back to these like ancient warrior dwarfs.
I love it. Little Gimli's walking around and like little like hardy. Yes.
I actually love Lord of the Rings. Those are great movies. The Hobbit. It's a good
But Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, especially.
Yeah. Good. Great, great movie. Mm-hmm. That's very funny. Very funny that that's so weird. Strange times. I got to say that is, I feel bad. Like, I feel like, you know, she was living there and I don't know. He's just like, so sure he's not noticing this. And then he like, she wakes her up or something. He's like, hey, you're in my home. And then she looks up, it's like, what the fuck? And then like, just starts throwing the crystal ball. Cause she's scared. She's like, what is this thing?
You know what though? He was the little man with a big heart. So it sounds like he let her in and she was staying there. She was just nuts. And she was just like, you know,
I think he was maybe down scarfing it down. Just he's sad and lonely, man. I don't know.
I mean, I that was the first place my mind went. I'm like, there's a reason why she was staying at that house.
Yeah, there's a reason. There's something going on. People, I was like, there is people with big hearts, but there is people with weird agendas also. 100%. And everybody is, whatever. Crystal ball inscribed in Hebrew with the Ten Commandments was buried inside Mount Princeton in Colorado on August 23rd, 2011. It took 20 years for Richard Grossman, who conceived the project. That's right. God, so I was like after a drink to conceive the project to find the perfect location to bury the ball and to gather the permits that would allow him to do so. The ball will remain hidden in the ground for what genealogists estimate will be 20 million years. Sure. By the time the natural forces will allow the erosion that will release the Torah ball. Grossman hasn't said exactly why he wanted to bury the crystal ball. He's probably just a weird Jew. Just kidding. I just added that.
Well, I'm just thinking, first of all, where was he burying where you had to have a fucking permit?
Like, everything needs a permit. It's so crazy.
Bullshit. I'd be like, well, clearly he's burying it deep. Yeah. Like if it's not, there's no way it's going to be found for 20 million years.
So it's pretty deep. I like, why wouldn't you just go into a forest with like an excavator and just like do that? Like people might ask questions, but whatever. Just like, this is a random guy driving through a dense forest in an excavator.
Yeah.
Or just like spend the time and actually do the grunt work and dig it up.
Yeah.
You know, it's very weird. It's just interesting that he wanted to use this Torah ball to bury in the dirt. Very strange, you know. But according to them, they want their Messiah to come. They're Moshiach, so that's why we're going to World War III. So that's fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So okay, weird.
One sec. I need to mute my mic for a sec. My stomach's going to growl so loud.
Okay.
And it literally sounds like that. Like so, I mean, yeah, it is. That's alien demon. We don't know. It's some. It's magic. Okay. Crystal balls are still used as a trope today. Oh, yeah. But, you know, you don't see them as much as you used to.
No.
The 21st century, crystal balls are more pervasive than they've ever been in their 7,000 plus years of use. They are a trope that can be found in movies like The Wizard of Oz and The Labyrinth, in TV shows like The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Merlin, in novels like The Rift War Cycle and The Dark Tower, in comic books, anime, music, video games, pinball games. The list goes on and on. Often the crystal ball isn't a literal device of seeing the future. It's more of a symbol of self-reflection, guidance, and power. I don't know. Every time I've seen it in anything, it was a seeing the future type thing.
This guy is high as fuck.
Oh my God, look at him. He is in it. Like he can see, he has seen some shit. And he's going to see even more shit.
Like that looks like, it does look like he spoke like a massive joint. And this is like, cause I can see your future. It's like, can you, I don't know, man. I don't trust you. It is weird. Speaking of, Pan's Labyrinth or whatever, what's that guy's name? The guy that's on the picture, Bowie.
David Bowie. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy was in a really weird shit. He was an occultist. He lived off of a diet of, I think it was milk and pickles. Was it milk and pickles? Or milk and cucumbers. Milk and, I think, pickles. For 2 years, he lived off cocaine, milk, and pickles.
How did he not die?
I'm going to look this up because I'm pretty sure. David Bowie, milk, cocaine, pickles? Oh, it was peppers. Peppers. He lived off cocaine, peppers, and milk. That's so crazy, man. How did he do that? How long was that? In later years, Bowie's called the mid-1970s the darkest days of his life. The usage, the astronomical, they use this word, usage of cocaine and amphetamines for much of 1975. He was obsessed with satanic symbols, which is true. Remained awake for days at a time and lived on a diet of red peppers, milk, and hard drugs for like a whole year.
That sounds awful.
It does sound awful. I think that we're all lactose intolerant, so that wouldn't sound fun.
Well, that and also just peppers. Like, I mean, eat a steak. How could you not have it? At least if it was steak and milk, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, because you're getting protein. I would love to. There's David Bowie was really deep into the occult and stuff like that. It'd be an interesting episode. Interesting. I'm just like reading about this. In 2017, Marilyn Manson revealed he had a similar unhealthy diet when he crafted his most acclaimed album, Hollywood, which is, it's funny because Hollywood is based off the Hollywood, in the shadow of the Valley of Death. During his creative process, for the record, he ate almost nothing but Jell-O and cocaine. Manson isn't sure why he did this to himself, although Bowie's influence had something to do with it. When he asked, "Why did you live like this?" he said, "I don't know. I really couldn't answer that question. I mean, Bowie's diet during his period was peppers, milk, and cocaine, and that's always the food pyramid. I just have the third part," which is Jell-O, I guess. So weird. Manson's a weird fucking dude, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, anyone who's like up there and they're all in the weird stuff.
Oh yeah. They get, see, I think that there's something more nefarious going on where Billy's like, when you get really rich, you get bored. And eventually you just created an island to fuck children on, I guess.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's both.
Yeah. Boredom. Like, I don't know what else to do. I've done everything. Now I'm gonna fuck a horse or some shit. Because like they do weird as shit. Like, and there's like stories and stuff, right? But I actually really enjoyed this. I thought it was really fun, and I'm glad that we chose this topic because it's something kind of goofy and fun. You can kind of go off in tangents about. And I actually didn't know that the crystal ball was so there was so much to it. More, there's probably even more stuff that we didn't cover.
Well, I didn't know it was used by non-gypsies as much. Let's just put it that way. And what do you think? Do you think there's anything behind it?
I think it's possible, but then I'm like, see, it's just interesting how I don't know. My thoughts change all the time, right? Because I'm always like, I question everything. I don't necessarily know what I really believe My friend at one time, he's a Christian, was like, "What do you believe?" And I was like, "Everything and nothing at the same time." And then he was like, "Well, if you don't believe in anything, you fall for everything." And I was like, "That's not the same process though." I was like, "If I question everything, that's the idea of like, I'm not believing just in your magical books because you say so kind of thing." Right.
And it's the opposite. I think you don't fall for things because you,
I question literally everything. Right. So there's part of me that thinks that it could be possible, right? But then like that it was kind of alluding to, are you seeing parts of your subconscious? Are there things like a scrying mirror, right? You could see things, weird things, right? Like, because your eyes can play tricks on you. Supposedly if you stare in darkness, like pure darkness long enough, you'll start seeing things. Are those things from your mind, the same way mushrooms can do this to you? Are they things that are actually there, you know?
Well, yeah, because I know there's lots of stuff going on in my mind that I'd be terrified of if it was just like shown. But then if it's almost like a deprivation like tank, if you're like just staring in the darkness and there's nothing to like obscure like your sight or your thoughts or anything, then maybe there are things that you're not seeing all the time that you can pick up on because you're not, nothing's being like was it obscure? Is that the word? Obscure and askew. That's my word I just made up. I put it together. Obscured.
And it is just an interesting thought. Cause I always like doing that on the show. Especially like, it's like, you know, there's been many times where like drinking, and I started thinking of the weirdest shit. Cause it's like what your brain comes to. And it's like natural to like ask these questions. You know, or is it like kind of a bit of both where there's stuff that is deep inside of our psyches that we'll never explain, that is just there lying dormant. Cause the parts of your brain that you don't use, like people are like, you only use 10% of your brain. I believe that's true. Some other people are like, no, it's not true. You use all of your brain just at different times. I think that there's parts of our brains that are like our pineal gland is being calcified by fluoride and stuff like that. I think that's all very true, that there's the things that we eat and put in our body and the stuff they spray in the sky is blocking off this psychic sensibility. Would I want to know everybody's thoughts? No, I don't think that would be fun. I think it's more of the mystery is the fun there. I think in another reality, that might be something that we experience. But because you have to have all forgiving and benevolent force to be able to live like that. I feel like, cause then people will use each other. Right. But I think that there is a possibility that it could be a little bit of both, you know, cause I think deep inside of all of us is some sort of, there's things that lay beyond the physical world in all of us that is like we could tap into. Like, I think that we have all have the potential to be psychic, maybe.
I hope so. I absolutely hope so. And like, I don't know what there is either. I don't have to pull like an X-Files. No. I want to believe that there better be something else, not just this, and we're just meat sacks and that's it. And there's nothing else like that. Better
yeah, I would
be
very like, pissed about that.
Yeah.
if I just die and I'm just in a, like, that would be very sad. I would not like that. Ah, man, where is it? I swear to God, I have the X-File thing. I have like three. Where is it? Oh, I know I have it. Where are you? I'll just play this one.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
Oh my, that's so annoying. I had it. Maybe I took it off. That's such a piss off. No, I took it off. Damn it. Well, that's disappointing. I'll have to add it back. Same with that. I got to definitely put the clapping. I had a lot of fun with this. You know, like, I would like to do this again and more often. I think it'd be fun. Obviously, get you on Class Horrorcast could be talking horror. Like, this is why I like being able to do both, because like, you could whatever is more or less real over here in Strange Brewland. But it's interesting to have that in between of like, on Class Horrorcast, we talk about horror movies, which are not real, and like, we can kind of make fun of and joke about and analyze. But then there's some stuff over here, like, you know, some of the real stuff, like we've done episodes about mass immigration or like the Khazarian mafia, and some of these like very like dark like subject matter of like, you know, what's going on in the world, and or aliens that are like, or is it the CIA manipulating us, all this kind of like spooky dark stuff that it can weigh on your mind if you think about it too much. But that's why I like doing Class Horrorcast, because we can kind of do a bridge gapping. We're talking about Poltergeist over here and then talk about The Conjuring over there or something like that, right? It's a fun dynamic, but yeah, it's really fun to talk about horror movies. This is why I get you do it, because it's like, or movies in general, because it's just cinema, it's fun.
Super fun. Anytime you want to talk about horror, any movies, but horror especially, is where I kind of like, that's my
yeah, me too,
my passion. That anytime I want to talk about anything to do with aliens, anything paranormal, anything like that, and some conspiracy theory, like, I'm down. So you just let me know. I'll come back. This was so fun. I'll have this drink plus a backup drink, because I finished mine. And that
was we'll like, have to do that.
Just the reading was a little bit tough, but you know what? We did it.
I know, 100%. And yeah, and shout out your stuff. And yeah, we'll definitely put some other stuff in the works, because I do think, especially after this episode, that you definitely do fit in with like the Strange Brew crew. And the way we do things, and your sense of humors and your sensibilities and stuff like that, you seem very much like upper alley. That's why, like, when I saw clips and we've talked and stuff like that, and like, wanted to get you on Class Horrorcast, and I was like, no, I'm just gonna bring you on my show. And I from the clips I saw of you from on your show, I was like, yeah, you think the same way as us. You're like to joke and have a good sense of humor, and that's what we need here. So
mm-hmm. Not easily offended at yes, all. So.
Exactly.
So yeah, thanks for having
Shout
me.
Out your stuff. Tell people where to find you.
My stuff. You can find my podcast episodes on YouTube, on Not a Strong Start YouTube channel, and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And then you can follow me on Instagram and Replays It All. I don't have X. I don't have TikTok. None of that stuff. Just Instagram. That's where I am. And yeah, so I like talking about horror, other movies, video games, all that good stuff. So yeah, cool.
It's hard to exist on everything. I try. I've had numerous TikTok accounts taken down. It's yeah, just because my subject matter. But even like X is a weird thing. I post on there all the time and I get like 2 likes. Like, I don't understand it. So everyone that's listening and hears this, go subscribe or whatever, follow us at Strange Brew Cast. But it's weird, because I'll post stuff I think is intriguing, fun videos, and like, I just don't understand the platform. I feel like you need to like argue with everybody to get a following, and I don't like doing that. There's that meme where it's like a guy on his deathbed and he's like dying, and he's like, what do you wish you did with your life? And he's like, I wish I argued with more people on the internet. And it's like, said nobody, you know what I mean? So like, nope. I see this all the time of people, like, there's like, they must spend forever on this app just arguing with each other, and I don't like it. So I try to just post clips and intriguing things to try to bring people in, but X is a weird platform. And also obviously Instagram. I always forget to share our stuff, but Strange Brew Podcast, Instagram, YouTube, Rumble. We're building a lot on Rumble. Rumble is a great platform, uncensored, love Rumble. So I always tell people if they want to watch the show, definitely go there. And yeah, you can support us on Patreon. You can buy merch on the site. I'm going to look at maybe doing another merch site, which is maybe even cheaper. Who knows? Yeah, you can get deals all the time on TeePublic. So yeah, support the show. Be awesome. 5-star rating reviews and stay strange, everybody.